Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we're going to be learning together Mizmor Mem Gimel, the 43rd Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This is a very short Mizmor, and it is in fact a continuation of the theme of the previous one of Mem Beis. And so therefore much of what was learned about this Mizmor was actually really, it must be appreciated in the context of the previous Mizmor. The reason for that is that Mem Beis and Mem Gimel together form a three-standard structure, with the refrain which repeats itself at the end of each stanza. So this is in fact the third stanza with the third refrain afterwards. The refrain is Ma tishtoichachi nafshi uma tehemi ha'olai hachili lelokim ki oed oedenu Yeshua es ponai velokai, and that translates as Why are you downcast, my soul? Why disquieted within me? Have hope in Hashem, and I will yet praise Him, my ever-present help, my God. And that this appears at the end of this Mizmor, and it also is the third time it appears in this larger structure. This particular Mizmor, Mem Gimel, is comprised of five psukim. The first four are the stanza, and the fifth one is the refrain, which we see repeating itself. In terms of the theme, it seems that the general theme over here is a begging for success against one's enemy and being allowed back to the house of Hashem to sing the praises of Hashem there. Rivori vi, fight my fight, migoylo chosid, from a nation who is not righteous, who not pious. Meish mirmova avlota falteni, Hashem, you know, allow me to succeed, to escape this unscrupulous nation. And the whole goal is va'avoy, va'avoy el mizbach elokim. Let me go and come to your altar, let me sing to you, let me be able to succeed. That seems to be the general theme. The Malbim does point out that the overall structure, in terms of looking at these two Mizmorim together, is that there are three elements to Galus, to exile. One is the lack of prophecy, one is the lack of miracles, and one is unmitigated suffering. And each of the stanzas reflect that theme. So this stanza reflects the theme of unmitigated suffering, which means to say, what we are talking about here is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in Galus, and we are suffering terribly, and this is what we're talking about in this stage of the Mizmor. The Chida does point out that in his Pirush on Tanakh called the Chomas Anach, he points out that the Riv over here, the fight that we are asking Hashem to fight on our behalf, is not the fight of the external, but rather the fight of the internal. It is a request from Hashem to help us fight our battles against our own Yetzer Hara. So it's a bit of a different, shifted theme over here. In terms of events behind the Mizmor, it's hard to give it its own events, seeing it as really part of the previous Mizmor and would relate to those discussions. However, it is interesting to notice that the Rashi and some of the Mefarshim already quoting the Midrash point out that when we say Migoy Lo Chasid, Hashem save us from a nation who is not pious, Rashi said it could be referring to Esav Harasha, Yaakov Avinu's twin brother who grew up between Sadikim and did not learn from their actions. So therefore there might be another element of that fight which may at its seed, at its heart, has started at that point in time. In terms of places this Mizmor appears in the Tefillah, it does not appear wholesale, but as pointed out beforehand, the refrain of Mitamati Shtoichachi, Umat Nafshi, Umat Tehemi Olai, of course, is the building blocks that Rav Shlomo Alkibetz uses for one of the stanzas in the Lachadodi, which is, we say, every Friday night as we welcome in Shabbos. And finally, in terms of Psukim, or words in the spotlight, we're going to take a quick look at Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel is Shlach Orchova Mitzucha, Hema Yanchuni, Yevi'uni El Har Kodshecha Ve'El Mishkenoisecha. Hashem, send forth your light and your truth, and they will lead me. Let me bring them to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. What is exactly the light and truth over here? What is he asking for specifically in this Mizmor? This could sound a little bit like Lehavdil, like the motto of Yale, which is Lux et Veritas, which is light and truth. But of course, that all comes from Tanakh, and so this may be one of the places that they drew it from, light and truth. So what is this light and truth exactly? Rashi says that light and truth refers to Mashiach and Eliyahu. Why? Melech HaMashiach Shenid Melor. The king of the Messiah is like a light. Arachti Ner LeMashiachai. We're going to see later on in Tehillim. And Eliyahu Navi is going to be the Navi Ne'eman. He's going to be the faithful, the truthful Navi who's going to bring truth. The Rabbi Malbim says it refers to the end of Golos. And the end of Golos is going to be marked by a return of prophecy and clarity. As the Malbim points out, thematically, part of the suffering of Golos is being in an exile reality where it is not clear what one is supposed to do. It is fascinating to notice that the Mei HaShiloach, the first Ishbitz Rebbe, has a very Kabbalistic perspective over here, where he describes the light and truth referring to the two implements, two utensils in the Mishkan. One is the menorah, and one is the Lechem Aponim. He talks about how there was a miracle which happened in reference to the menorah, which is that the Ner Ma'aravi, the western candle, which actually is not the western candles, the western of the eastmost candles, if you look at the Gemara in Tamid, would be lit with the same amount of oil and it would last the entire night until the next lighting. And then there was another miracle which occurred with the Lechem Aponim, with the showbread, which was the neighboring instrument or implement in the Mishkan, in the Kodesh, and it had the bread on it, the showbread, which was left there for a week and was fresh as if it had just come out of the oven the next Friday when it was taken off for the next set of Kohanim to eat it. So it refers to, he goes on to explain how light refers to the menorah, of course, and truth refers to the Lechem Aponim, and this therefore thematically connects to the rest of the Mizmor, where the request and the wish of the Meshorer, of the narrator, is not just to see light, but to come to the temple. Yevi'uni el har kodshecho v'mishkanosecho, bring me to the mountain of your holiness and to your dwelling place, Hashem. And therefore, the request is this altruistic will to be close to Hashem and to praise Him there. In the meantime, this closes off our Mizmor. Obviously, much more of the details can be found in the previous Mizmor as well. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.